airchecks.com.
It's 55 degrees outside our Prudential Tower studios. Good morning. I'm Tom Kennedy. This is news from VBF Boston 105. Meteorologist Bonnie Cameron says it'll feel like early autumn today, and Officer Bill has word of an accident on the expressway at East Milton. Their reports are coming up. Some of the stories we're following this morning, the presidential debates are on with a wild card. U.S. Air ticket holders could be grounded, and the Cape Cod Aquarium has been closed with troubling discoveries. These and other stories next. VBF News Time is 7 o'clock. Both the Bush and the Clinton campaigns have announced agreement on a series of debates. The first will be held this Sunday in St. Louis, and wildcard Ross Perot will be included. At least two other debates will be scheduled before the November election, and one vice presidential debate will occur between Dan Quayle and Al Gore, the date and site to be announced. Meanwhile, polls taken for the Boston Herald this morning show that Bill Clinton is leading George Bush in 24 states with more than 300 electoral votes, more than enough to win the election. At least 40% of U.S. air flights are being canceled this morning. It's due to a machinist's strike against that company. Pickets in place at Logan and other U.S. airports. The company says supervisors will take over as many of the machinist's duties as possible, and the company insists most of its flights will operate. Some airlines are accepting U.S. air tickets, but talks between the company and striking union members are currently not scheduled to occur. Well, the Columbus Day Blue Law debate rages on, and the holiday could be a repeat of Labor Day here in the Bay State. The Commissioner of Labor says he doesn't have the authority to override the legislature's decision to close retailers down. Republicans are drafting a bill. They say it would change the law, but they don't think Democrats would vote for it. And police chiefs in several towns, mostly near other states, say they'll tell their retailers to open on Columbus Day anyway. The U.S. House is planning to vote today on whether to override President Bush's veto of a bill to lift his gag order barring federally funded health clinics from offering abortion counseling. The Senate has voted to override, but the House is expected to uphold the Bush veto. The gun lobby wants to use women to promote the right to bear arms. The National Rifle Association says it's a myth that women tend to be anti-gun, that women gun owners have doubled in 10 years to 15 million, and that they should take a more active, more vocal role in protecting their rights. A large Harvard study out today on over 90,000 women finds birth control pills are a benefit overall to women in preventing cancer. A large benefit against some cancers, they say, like ovarian, while posing little or no risk of others. A much smaller study, this on only about 400 women, found that nitrous oxide, laughing gas, can cause higher infertility rates in women exposed to 5 hours or more a week, but not to someone who inhales it occasionally, like a dental patient. The Cape Cod Aquarium in Brewster, while getting great PR recently for the rescue of stranded animals, was not taking care of its own. The aquarium has been closed, and some of the conditions found there are reportedly bleak. Overcrowding, clouded water, animals not eating, according to experts called in to help. But inspectors have repeatedly found that minimum standards were being met. Those standards were written in part by the aquarium industry in 1966. Wildlife groups have complained all along about the Cape Cod Aquarium and claim that even some minimum standards are currently not being met by another Cape Aquarium, the Aqua Circus in West Yarmouth. The New England Aquarium, called in to help out in Brewster, is currently looking for homes for about 100 animals from the Cape Cod Aquarium. Procter & Gamble has announced that they've eliminated 90% of their lab testing on animals. They've developed, they say, a new method of testing at a cost of $24 million. They plan to sell that technique to other companies. Animal rights people say it's just PR before their annual stockholders meeting. And the world is losing about 10,000 species of animals a year, and 20% of all species on Earth could be gone within 50 years. The published warnings today from a Harvard biologist, Edward Wilson, who has won two Pulitzer Prizes. The book, Diversity of Life, isn't due out until next month. But called by some the most important environmental book since Silent Spring, it's already showing up early in some Boston bookstores. One of the first people to sue the city for towing and crushing his unregistered car got his day in court yesterday. Mark Edwards, a constable from Brighton, had his car compacted by the city in 1989. He was offered $200. He wanted $3,000 and went to court for it. The jury? They took less than an hour to decide he'll get nothing. And hearings for the 8 suspended Boston meter maids and 2 supervisors accused of writing phony tickets and taking gratuities have been put off until tomorrow. They were nabbed by an undercover detective posing as a parking enforcement officer. Other workers say they're very embarrassed by those arrests and the actions of a few, and that they're taking much more grief on the street these days, which may have something to do with a meter maid, Alantha Wilson, allegedly berating a driver while writing a ticket yesterday in Brighton. The driver turned out to be a police officer, Jose Martinez, who arrested her. VBF News Time is 7:03.
Is finding advice part of the 9X family?
A second grader in Minnesota is charging the kids on her bus with sexual harassment. Her mother has filed suit on the young girl's behalf against the school district for failing to maintain, she says, control of students on her daughter's bus, saying that when she puts her child on the bus, they have the right to know that it will be a safe trip without profanities, teasing, taunting, and sexual harassment. A treasure hunt going on right now off the coast of Connecticut. Don Johnson of Milford, Connecticut, is convinced that Captain Kidd's booty is on Charles Island. He says he spent about $15,000 to find it. Johnson admits he doesn't have a map, just a real good feeling. And two salvage companies have gone to court over the rights to wreckage from the Titanic. Jack Grimm of Texas claims the Connecticut group, Titanic Ventures, who brought up 1,800 artifacts in 1987, has abandoned its effort. The Connecticut group says that's just not so. Some odds and ends in the news. The supervisors of Bethel, New York, on that proposal for a 25th anniversary Woodstock festival, has done what officials do best. They've appointed a commission, a special commission, they say, to look into the proposal for August of next year. Still, they're optimistic about the plan. American wines are one bright spot in our exports, and the finest of the world's Cabernet Sauvignons and Chardonnays may soon come from Ohio, where classic European grapes, not expected to, are doing surprisingly well. Billy Joel has filed a $90 million lawsuit against his former lawyers. According to Joel, they were representing his record company, Columbia, at the same time they were representing him, without telling Joel about the conflict of interest. Frank Zappa, who's canceled concerts, continues treatments for prostate cancer. He says he isn't feeling his best, but he has no intention of checking out. Frank says he'll be back. If you're browsing through the Virginia Fall Visitor's Guide and you decide to visit the beautiful site on the cover, colorful maple trees, rolling hills, well, they'll see you in East Peacham, Vermont. The publishers say they made a mistake. And Helen Herzog and Mary Murphy are sisters. They do everything together. They work in the same Jacksonville, Florida produce store where both of their husbands work. They learned they were pregnant on the same day, due the same day. They delivered on the same day with the same... Now, you're getting ahead of me. Be careful, because Helen had a girl and Mary had a boy. But they say that wasn't their fault. They blame that entirely on their husbands. And probably a few other things, too. VBF News Time is 7:06. We'll check traffic, sports, and weather next. For New England Telephone, Bonnie, Bill, and the rest of the VBF morning team, I'm Tom Kennedy, and now more of Lorne and Wally and the voices of Christian Paul on Boston 105.
Good morning, Boston. Boston's first morning show. Now, here's Tom Kennedy.
All right. Good morning, Boston. And let's hear it, everybody. Anybody interested in Friday? Huh?
Yeah.
Here we are. Friday. All right. It is another chilly morning. Supposed to warm up for the weekend, though. We're looking pretty good. Temperature 43 here in Boston right now. The dew point is 29. There's a westerly breeze, just a bit of a breeze. And some very interesting things going on today. The Herald leads with the wild card. Ross Perot yesterday afternoon. Yeah, it's getting very strange out there. Debates on debates seem to have culminated in an agreement, which will be announced Saturday, tomorrow morning, 6 after 4, VBF, Boston 105. Good morning. Welcome. Great to have you with us here. 931-1057. You're welcome to check in with questions, comments, and, well, you know, like Ross Perot, anything goes anytime here. You can call and then hang up and then call and then hang up and if you want to do that. Partly sunny today, becoming windy and mild. The high in the upper 60s. We hit 60. And maybe, just maybe, 70 tomorrow. Actually, inland areas look like they'll be in the mid-70s. Between those two, a partly cloudy, mild night tonight, the low in the 50s, we seem to be in pretty good shape. A bit of nice early autumn weather on the way. 43 degrees here in Boston, as I mentioned. Dew point is 29. Winds are almost due westerly, about 4 or 5 miles an hour. They're using runway 33 for arrivals and 15 for departures over at Logan this morning. Daily lottery number 9256. the payoff about $4,500. Mass Cash, one winner. It sold in Marlboro, by the way. It was a quick pick. 13, 19, 23, 33, and 35 were the winning numbers. Some things going on. The president on his way to Boston today. It'll be a quick trip. And, well, some Republicans are still trying to decide whether they want to be seen with the president. Ross Perot's entry into the race has begun or spurred the beginning of a very interesting Say No to Perot committee in Cambridge. Secretary of State Mike Conley says that we probably will have a record number of voters with this year's election. A surge in political signs expected on some lawns and so on. We'll explain. There's been a ruling on that. There was a big roundup of 19 suspects in an alleged bank fraud ring yesterday in the Boston area. We'll get to that. The president of Digital has taken over. He has some comments on where the company is going to go. And Derek Bell has returned to Harvard and spoken to some people there. First time he's been back there in quite a while. Those are some of the things going on. The Sox were off last night, of course. And the Bruins beat the Flyers 5-3. Len Malo will have the scores and sports coming up here on Good Morning Boston at VBF, Boston 105. 8 after 4 o'clock. 43 degrees and a fine day. Mid-60s is the way it looks. Mid-70s tomorrow. Here's what's up. President Bush coming to Boston today. It'll be a pretty quick campaign trip. A spokesman says the president extended Peter Blute the third invitation
says he
to the state's
GOP congressional candidates.
Here with the president.
Perot
so
is a loss.
We'll see what happens.
Vote.
Ross Perot, of course, Mr. Wildcard.
Secretary of State Michael Conley says the presidential race
that,
may
doubt.
Draw more Massachusetts voters to the polls
been
in November
a surge
than
of
ever
political
before.
Signs
and some problems with those
in
West Springfield specifically. But this affects
now if it were a neon sign for Joe's Diner down the street,
he predicts some changes in the organization. He takes over,
so
of course,
but at
from
any
Jerry
rate,
Olson,
that's
retiring
the
Palmer
says the digital
state
will
officials
cut back
report
its
computer
hardware
collected
business.
$2.8 billion
sales
in taxes,
may
by the way,
working
for the first
on
quarter.
4:15, VBF, Boston 105. Good morning, Boston. Oh, some fun and interesting stuff going on, and besides that, it's Friday. So everybody, everything becomes a little more fun and a little more interesting anyway because of Friday. Len has a new sweater on this morning. Good morning, Len. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine.
Oh, good. And he has all the sports, too, coming up. Lauren and Wally get here at 5:30 this morning on VBF Boston 105. Nick Mills is in the newsroom. We'll check in with him at 4:30. And right now, all the sports from Len Malo.
It's a sort of fall colors, don't you think?
4:23. Good morning, Boston, here at VBF Boston 105. Good morning, Lisa Gibbons. Here's a report from Hollywood.
Thanks, Tom.
Boston 105, 4:24, and some other things going on. Michael Jackson's big night last night in Bucharest. It was successful. Actually, not unlike an American concert, really. They lit cigarette lighters. They danced, screamed at Michael, of course. The crowd was about 70,000 people in their national stadium. He opened the show with Jam from Dangerous, and the concert was broadcast live, by the way, in 18 countries, mostly in Europe. And HBO was there. They taped it. It will air here in the United States on October 10th. Big Michael Jackson show.
Absolutely.
And his visit to Romania and Europe in general has been a great success. Done well.
Also, some TV changes. We're just into the fall season, in San Francisco.
Speaking of music, rock and roll, not the biggest form of entertainment at Brigham Young University. They're kind of subdued there. Brigham Young has banned all rock music from the university weight room. A lot of people like to work out. Well, not at Brigham Young. You won't do that. And a special committee of students. These are the students now, not the university itself, but the students, is going to look at banning rock music from all school events. The students at Brigham Young.
Rock and roll goes with school.
Polygamy notwithstanding, we're very reserved at Brigham Young, thank you.
It's, I guess so.
4:27, VBF, Boston 105. Good morning.
Good morning, Boston. From VBF, I'm Tom Kennedy, and I found something the other day. An article from Esquire magazine was written by Pete Hamill that's worth taking a look into. He calls it, "It's Not My Fault." It's not my fault. It seems that everyone in America thinks it's someone else's fault. "It's Not My Fault" is an interesting outlook on life. He starts the article with the fact that last spring, Colin Powell went to Morris High School in the South Bronx. Now, that's the area where he grew up. He came back as virtually a conquering hero, one of the most famous generals in American history. He came back to talk to the kids there. The core of his speech was simple, as you'd expect. It was don't do drugs. It was stay in school. Powell spoke with the authority of success, of course, a black man who'd come from one of the worst slums in America. He delivered the message. He said, if you're black, if you're Puerto Rican, if you're Hispanic, be proud of that. He said, don't become a problem. Don't let it become a problem for you. If it's going to become a problem, let it be somebody else's problem, not your problem. Refreshing. Because we all live in a nation that's sick with what the author of this article, again in Esquire, calls victimism. He says many whites insist they're innocent victims of vengeful blacks. Many Hispanics claim to be victims of whites and blacks and others. Some blacks claim that crack was invented as part of an anti-black conspiracy. All sorts of people say that they're victims of Asians, and Asians, some of them believe that they're two victims because someone once called them the model minority. Women claim to be victims of men. Men cite alimony laws and claim to be victims of women, staking other claims to their own status as victims of women. Victimism. It's not my fault. I'm a victim. Victimism, one overriding slogan. It's not my fault. Dropped out of high school. Not my fault. Shooting heroin, smoking crack. Not my fault. I married the wrong person. That's not my fault. The author, again, this is an Esquire article called It's Not My Fault, points out that victimism implies that nobody is personally responsible for living of a life. None of us. The defeats, the disappointments, the failures once thought to be part of every human being's life are now always the fault of someone else. Now, the author of this article says, I've heard endless complaints. You see a woman point to a hole in the wall and demand to know why the landlord doesn't fix that hole in the wall. Well, why doesn't she fix it herself? You see leaders of industry, car companies, for example, complaining about the Japanese. We shouldn't even let their cars in here, they say. Well, why not make better cars? Americans who once worshipped self-reliance now insist on respect without accomplishment. All of us would be helped by a moratorium on self-pity. Think about that. Think if we called a moratorium on self-pity, pitied ourselves no longer, and decided, I'm going to go out there and do it on accomplishment, and accomplishment only. There would be less posturing and more maturity, less weeping and, well, more laughing in the face of adversity. The author concludes, again, this is an article in Esquire by Pete Hamill called It's Not My Fault here on VBF. I'm Tom Kennedy. I want to pass this along. He concludes the article with, I wish Colin Powell could talk to every single one of us, black, white, Latino, male, female, every class, every religion, and tell people to be proud, to live life in their own skin. Whatever's bothering you, hey, man, make it someone else's problem.
Tom Kennedy, good morning, Boston.
Good morning, sir. Thank you very much, Nick. Remember one of the first cases of a car being towed from the city of Boston and then crushed? It was December 1989, a man by the name of Mark Edwards. It was one of the first cases that hit the news that this guy's car was towed. It was crushed by the time he found out. And he said, hey, you know, you can't take my car and crush it. Well, it went to court yesterday.
I was going to say, I'm sure he sued.
Suffolk Superior Court jury took less than an hour to return the verdict in favor of the city.
Oh, really?
In favor of the city. Yeah, no contest, evidently. Mm. But less than an hour, jury came back and said, hey, they were within their rights. It wasn't registered. And you're out of luck. Now, he had turned down $200 from the city, and he was asking the jury for at least $3,000 in compensation.
For the car.
But he got nothing instead. Oh, wow. Jury said, nope, you're out of here. Next case, please.
Thank well, he doesn't want the car back now, anyway.
No, but he wanted the money, and he won't.
It's a little uncomfortable.
Instead of $200, he won't get anything at all. It's 8 after 5.
You park it under your porch, though.
Here at VBF. I'd had a couple of cars at one point, but I would have appreciated the city doing that, too, actually. Superman zonked out Batman before yesterday. This was a big auction down in New York City. The first Superman comic, go through Mom's Attic, sold at Sotheby's in New York for $82,500.
Oh, God, really? Yeah.
The first issue of Batman brought only about $38,500.
Oh, well.
That's not bad, actually. And it's interesting with Batman's, the issues where they introduced the Penguin.
Yeah.
And who was the other character? Another Batman.
Joker.
Maybe it was the Joker, who was those issues where they were introduced. They're worth big money, too.
Oh, the very first issue of, like, the Penguin or...
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Interesting cranberry story came out yesterday, too. You know, Massachusetts was at one time the leader by far in cranberry crops. And this year, we're only going to produce about 45% of the American cranberry crop. Wisconsin quickly overtaking us. And local growers say the demand is bigger than ever. But they have too many environmental regulations and state red tape. They say it's keeping them from staying number one. So they're complaining quite a bit. And before I throw it to you, Joni, I want to get this, this is a good story. Think about this, if you would. It was the Bogdanowicz family in upstate New York last week. They took the kids to see the Safety Council dummies. You know, the police here in Massachusetts have what they call the convincer.
Right.
That little thing you ride down with the seatbelt on, and it convinces you to wear a seatbelt. Well, it was a similar event. And the kids were so impressed that as they were leaving, they insisted the family buckle up. Sure enough, they got in a terrible accident. They all walked away from it. Car was totaled, but everybody in the family who had been wearing seatbelts was just fine. 512 VBF Boston 105. Good morning, Boston. Jody's here. She's got Lifebeat coming up. And we'll talk movies, too. The Boston movie grosses are out. The Last of the Mohicans way up there in Boston as well as around the country. Good morning, Boston, at the new VBF. Boston 105.7. VBF Boston 105. Jody will be talking to Billy Crystal in just a bit here on Good Morning Boston. But first, at 5:13... Jody's Lifebeat Report.
Okay, well, this topic is not very pleasant. You can give me a call here.
Anytime you need any of the addresses or 800 numbers we give out, give us a call here, 931-1057 here at VBF. American Express in the news today, too. They dropped by 0.5% their credit card rate, the interest rate on the Optima card. Citicorp did that yesterday for preferred customers.
Great.
But American Express is dropping it for everybody across the board on the Optima card. So rates...
So what is it now? 18? Instead of 18.5?
47.5, yeah. It's 516 at VBF, Boston 105. Bonnie's forecast in a nutshell is...
Sunny and warm today.
Yeah.
Yeah, and 65 to 70. We'll take it.
And warmer tomorrow.
70s tomorrow.
We'll get you all 70, the great... Yes, doesn't that sound good? Oh, we need it.
Isn't that sad, huh?
We need to unfrost these fingers and toes, and we will this weekend. Wally's Sports coming up on Good Morning Boston at VBF, Boston 105. It's 517. VBF, Boston 105, Wally Bryan is here looking sharp and spiffy and has all the sports at VBF.
Oh, gee, thanks, Tom.
You're welcome.
Well, let's get right to it. Except for Patrick Ewing's $9.4 million annual salary, that's with, of course, the New York Knickerbockers. And that's it. That's what's going on in sports this morning.
Breaks down, by the way, if he plays 50 games to $290,000 a game.
Yeah, I heard you say that. That's pretty amazing, isn't it?
Not bad. Milwaukee and Toronto, we have a race left, huh?
Yeah, a little bit of a race. I don't know. I think Toronto's going to do it, but they're making it kind of interesting in the East, yeah.
Well, Len mentioned, you know, it coming down to one final game, too, a bit ago, and I had reflections of Bucky Dent and Fenway Park.
Yeah. So
Bucky... Expletive deleted Dent. 5:21 here at VBO. I guess we'll never forget that, will we?
No, we won't. That and the ball going between Buckner's legs.
And Buckner's legs. 5:21. Good morning, Boston, here at VBF. To the movies and Billy Crystal, the subject for Jody today. We've got the Boston movie grosses, too. We'll run those down. Coming up, Good Morning, Boston, at VBF. Jody? Saturday night is second in the city of Boston, as it is nationally. Actually, Last of the Mohicans is doing well here. It's number one. Both are new. Husbands and Wives is number three. Singles and Sneakers are the top five. And then come Rob Roberts. Good movie for election time. Kind of ties in there. Ross Perot's not in it, though, I guess. You know, he decided to be in, then didn't want to. And then, anyway, School Ties is number seven. Blade Runner. Brief History of Time. A couple new movies, 9 and 10. Brief History of Time is number 9. And Innocent Blood is number 10. We have some openings, too, Joni.
Yeah. Opening up this weekend, Hero with Andy Garcia, Gina Davis, and Dustin Hoffman. Sporting a gold tooth. This is how you can check out Madonna. She's got a gold tooth now, a black mask, and whips, and flirts with bondage and lesbian sex. Great way to end our Friday morning.
This is the MTV video, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. MTV says they're only going to show it in the wee hours of the morning,
though. That's right. Obviously. I don't know what this gold tooth thing is. Yeah. She didn't actually go and have it done. She just, it's a little thing that slips over her tooth.
Okay.
How attractive.
525. At VBF, Bonnie has a gold tooth. You didn't know that?
Not right up Bonnie, in front, though.
She doesn't smile a lot, you know, and there's a reason there. Actually, I'm giving away all your secrets, Bonnie. 525 on Good Morning.
You're making up a lot of secrets.
VBF, Boston 105. Meteorologist, she's a scientist, you know, so we have to be somewhat serious.
Oh, yeah, right.
Very scientific lady. Ms. Cameron here.
Well, we're going to have a partly sunny breeze.
glad you mentioned the tropics, because there's some interesting new information out from Max Mayfield. He's with the National Hurricane Center. Mm-hmm. And he says the odds on killer... How long does the hurricane season run?
Until November.
That's what I thought. 1st of November or the 15th?
I think it's the 15th.
Yeah, I thought so, too. Anyway, he says the odds are pretty good right now. Particularly since just a few weeks back, Typhoon Omar swept over Guam, then 10 days later, Iniki attacked Kauai, and that was just after Hurricane Andrew hit southern Florida. Mm-hmm. So he says even more telling, though, is the fact that both Hurricanes Andrew and Iniki originated as tropic low-pressure areas off Africa's west coast, 4 days apart. He is with the National Hurricane Center, as I mentioned, says there's still no discernible connection that can be made between the intensity or frequency of the storms once they reach the Atlantic, Eastern Pacific, and Northwestern Pacific Oceans. But it's been a tough year, as we all know. And his boss, Bob Sheets, National Hurricane Center, warns that North America, this is a quote from Sheets, could be returning to the days of more powerful and frequent storms. Mm. Kind of an ominous warning from the guy who's paid to watch them for us. Mm. So we'll see what happens. It's 527, VBF, Boston 105. Good morning, Boston. And the Lorna Wally Show coming up. Nick Mills in the newsroom. We'll check in with him. Good to have you with us. That's politics, I suppose. Lorna Wally coming up here on VBF for Friday morning and coming up on the Lorna Wally Show.
You know, it's funny you should mention politics because we have discovered at least the top five proposed slogans for Ross Perot bumper stickers.
Oh. I see.
We'll have those for you this morning. Of course, it's Friday, so Worst Joke of the Day Awards coming up, 7:20. We'll cash another check. Mm-hmm. Good time and an inside conversation with the inside tracksters from the Boston Herald this morning, 7:45.
Good. All right. A little of everything then.
Yep.
Friday morning. And it's 5:30 here at VBF. Have a great weekend.
This is airchecks.com.